Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Vaccines are becoming available nationwide this month, and I wasn't worried about whether or not I would get sick or have any of the side effects until I saw how the second dose knocked out my dad yesterday. And then I was like, oh, my mom? Totally fine. My dad shivers. He was so tired, slept half of the day. It was all of it.
Yeah, you didn't really plan for that. You talked to your mom about possibly making the Easter lasagna before she got her second dose.
Yeah, no, I made her
for the good of the family. Right.
On Saturday, I made her cook everything before she got the second vaccine, just in case.
Just in case.
Right. I had to be able to prepare for Sunday.
Things
Easter.
Went south. Right.
Meanwhile, it was my dad. It wasn't even her. It was so strange. And Raven, you had a kind of a strange situation.
I did. Glad that you're bringing it up. It's definitely comfortable to talk about. So, yeah, I got my first injection 2 weeks ago. Like 2 weeks ago at this point, because I've got another week to my second one. And I had a strange side effect. Felt totally fine. Got the shot. You got to wait 15 minutes, right? They tell you all the things that you can do and not do or whatever. Went home that day feeling perfectly fine. Next day, woke up and my groin hurt.
Yep.
And my groin hurt for nearly a week. Yep. And it was like severe enough that I was walking funny and I called my doctor.
Right.
And my doctor was like, yeah. He's like, so? He's like, it's one of the less published side effects, but we have heard this from men. And I'm thinking to myself, well, no surprise there, because if you told every guy this combined with other information, they'd be like, no. I'm going to wait. Half of America would be like, no, I'm going to wait. It wasn't fun. I'm feeling much better now. Thank you. I'm walking regular again, but I'm not going to go horseback riding or anything.
That's all I had to hear about was Raven's groin for about 3 days.
I couldn't walk.
It hurts, Anna. It's not funny.
I mean,
for stop laughing.
2-3 days, every time I would stand up or sit down, it was painful.
Yeah. I have my shot tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But things you're supposed to do before you get your shot. Tons of water. Drink tons and tons of water. They're saying if you're hydrated, you're less likely to get dizzy and or constipated. So good. All right.
Okay.
Extra sleep. One of the number one side effects is fatigue, and people, you know, get really, really tired. So if you get extra sleep the night before, it'll help combat that.
Okay.
Okay. But the things you're not supposed to do, these are the things that I think are pretty important.
Sure.
Don't take pain relievers before your shot, because the medications could decrease the vaccine's effectiveness. I think that's good to know.
I mean, you're getting a shot. You really need a pain reliever before you get a shot. It's one injection.
Don't get drunk.
All right.
Because then you don't know if the side effects are from the vaccine or the hangover. Who's taking shots
that
of tequila
seems general.
Before that?
Right? That seems general, and we're putting a little judgment on people, doctor. All right? What's the level of drunk here?
Don't post your vaccination card online. People keep doing that, the selfie of the vaccination card, because people will steal your identity. They don't care that you got vaccinated.
That's what people are saying, right? There's counterfeit cards out there.
But there's one thing that I saw that I was like, wait a minute. I feel like people should really know about this.
What's that?
Don't get a tattoo or a piercing before or after for 2 weeks after. Because they're saying that, like, a lot of the side effects of the vaccine and the tattoos are the same thing.
Yeah.
And that you don't know what it is. And then they're saying, and they strongly suggest not getting a tattoo at the injection site. No.
Well.
Really?
Okay. I guess that makes some sense.
Okay. You just got your vaccine, right?
Right.
Right. You go to the tattoo place.
Right.
What's the tattoo that you're getting on the injection site?
This is a tricky one. I'm going to go with a vaccine passport probably then. But the thing is like there's like five companies coming out with them, right? So which one do you get? And then a QR code. Then if I get some sun or if I just get old and my skin gets saggy, it's not going to work the same anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to go with mom tramp stamp. That's going to be you.
Well, I don't think that's where you're giving your injection, so you should be fine.
Yeah, I'll be good.
If somebody offers to give you the first or second dose there, I would leave.
Yep.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.